I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to start with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter your throne room. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the power. Thank you that you have, hallelujah, that you have set us free from the curse, from the sin, Father. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today I want to give my morning prayer the title, Fight for Your Family. I just want to start with a scripture. It's in Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. And it says, "Is my word not like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces?" Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Family is a place of security, a place of refuge, a place where we can open each other. We have our church family, we have our families. But sometimes it is a battlefield. God gave us family. We can accept it as this gift and fight for it in the spirit. We have to conquer our territory in prayer. We know that our fight is not against flesh and blood. We have to use the weapons of God and use them. I want to read with you in the epistle to the Ephesians. He is writing Ephesians 6, starting from verse 10. He exhorts us. He says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this dark age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." The word of God is the sword. Like we read in Jeremiah, "Is my word not like a hammer?" It is the only offensive weapon in the spiritual armor of God. We are allowed to speak the word of God, the eternal truth, over our families and circumstances that are this rock, this hard rocks. They will be shattered by the word of God. Again, the verse, "Is not my word like a hammer that shatters rocks?" We must fight for our children. We must close our children in prayer. Let's close our children spiritually with the truth of God's word. Let us speak the word of God over them in authority and power. Let's speak his word also over our marriages. If you are not married or do not have children yet, then pray over your family members. Or if you're the only one, then maybe you have spiritual sons or daughters. God's word is piercing through all the hindrances. Hebrews 4:12, "The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword, and piercing even through the division of soul and spirit." God has already given us victory through Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross and gave us this victory. Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus enters before us in this triumphal procession. He defeated the enemy. We are also in this triumphal procession. Greater is the one who is in us than the one who is in the Word. The Word of God is our sword. We guide our children in spiritually in wisdom and truth. Our children, our family members, belong to God in Jesus' name. This morning prayer should encourage all of us, should encourage you to speak the Word of God over your family. Even if you don't see it yet, God's Word, it will not come back void. It is like a seed. It will fulfill for what it sent out. Ezekiel, he prophesied over the dry bones of the dead and dry bones, and they came back to life. No matter how dry the spiritual condition of your family members may be, speak the word over God, over their spirits. No person or human family is a hopeless case for God. I want to encourage you to do this. Dear brothers and sisters, our God is a mighty God, and we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. He is the God who is more for us in every situation. He is El Shaddai. He is the Most High God, El Elyon. He is the God of hope. We have a living hope in Him. In Him, the fullness of God. In Jesus, the fullness of God became bodily. He did not leave us as orphans. We are more than overcomers through Jesus Christ who loved us. Let's use this morning prayer to put our families, our family members, under the blood of Jesus. You can pray in the Spirit. You can pray in tongues for people that just come to your mind. You can pray out words of truth that come into your mind about people. Brothers and sisters, let's not grow tired, but to be God's fellow workers and bathe your family members in prayer. For example, very practical, I bless my children with the word of God every night. I also pray for them in tongues. Sometimes I pray over them scriptures when they sleep. For example, I pray over my son, Isaac, you will be taught of the Lord and great shall be your peace. The word of God, it will not return void. It will accomplish set for what it's sent. That is just an example. I want to close in prayer. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We give you all the glory, Father. Thank you that you give us all the tools, Father, we need, Father. Today we pray for our family members, Father. So those who are saved and those who are not yet saved, Father. We cover them all in your blood, Father. We release your divine purposes over them, Father. We send our prayers, Father, for our family members. Yes, Father, for our brothers and sisters in the flesh, Father. Hallelujah. We pray also for our brothers and sisters in the Spirit, in the church, Father. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.